The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we are talking with Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. And Jillian, man, we went through a lot of the headlines of things that we've been hearing about. Let's start with how things are going with the resuming use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That has been one of the big headlines and something that I think a lot of people in our community were waiting to hear, because the whole one shot versus two shots, not that they're better than each other, but the convenience of one is what people were probably looking for. So how's that going, and what can we know about that as well as the other vaccines available for COVID-19?
Yeah, absolutely, Johnny. And we do know that there was a big demand in our community for the Johnson & Johnson one-shot, one-and-done vaccine. Yeah. But a few weeks ago, folks might remember the FDA and the CDC kind of waved a little bit of a flag saying, let's press the pause button on using this vaccine until they were able to conduct a thorough safety review of some very, very rare instances of individuals who had developed some rare, again, very rare blood clotting syndrome after having received that J&J vaccine. So they gathered all the data, they reviewed all of the evidence within these particular cases, and they did conclude just at the end of last week that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe and effective. It is for the public health's good, and that the vaccine's known benefits, again, in preventing COVID infections, outweigh those very small potential risks of this severe but very rare blood clotting syndrome. So when we're talking about how rare are we talking, less than one in a million is the chance of something like this happening after receiving this vaccine. It's, you know, less than your chance of getting struck by lightning. So, you know, this is something that is, again, just extremely rare. Your chance of getting a blood clot from being on, you know, birth control or any other kind of medication, or even of having COVID, is actually much greater than this very rare instance of the blood clots after having received the vaccine. So again, you know, this really speaks to the importance that federal officials, that state and local officials are putting into safety of the vaccines. I think it really builds confidence in the fact that just a small handful of these sentinel events were enough for our public health community to say, oh, you know what, let's pause. Let's make sure that we're doing as thorough of a safety review as we possibly can, that nothing is amiss here, and that we have every confidence in the world that we can keep moving this vaccine forward. And that's what happened. So I think if anything, it really should speak to just the rigor of how much safety is of the utmost concern for the public health community. So we are going to start using Johnson & Johnson again. It had been sitting safely stored in our freezers, and now we're ready to take it out of the freezers and start using it again. We do have a couple of Johnson & Johnson clinics planned even over the next week or so. And just as a reminder for anybody who had been wondering, hey, if I want an appointment, how do I get one?
Right.
You can head on over to our website. We've got open scheduling available on our website. That's where you can make an appointment for yourself to get that Johnson & Johnson vaccine and or any other vaccines that we're offering in a given week or so. But we are also going to start offering walk-ins. We know that we're at the point where, you know, we're not quite filling all of our clinics. We have more vaccine than we're able to get out in a given week. Whereas just even a few weeks ago, we had the opposite problem. We had more demand than supply, but that seems to have shifted just a little bit over the last couple of weeks. So we're at the point where getting your COVID vaccine is as easy and convenient as ever. We're removing every barrier that we can possibly think of by making those appointments available online, not just first doses, but second doses too. If you've missed your second dose, you can schedule online. Walk-ins are welcome. We got evening hours, clinics during the evening hours and on weekends. So we're really trying to make sure that if folks have not gotten their vaccine because it just hasn't been convenient for them, they've been sitting on the fence, now's a great time to do it. It's as easy as it ever has been.
Now, you mentioned the fact that, and I've been to the website multiple times to see how easy it is to schedule that appointment, and it's all clear cut right there. You can see what vaccine you'll be getting and when to schedule, and it's just simple and easy. But so I get this straight. So if there is, say, a Johnson & Johnson clinic coming up, but maybe I have gotten the one shot of Moderna, if I want to get the Moderna shot, do I need to look for another Moderna clinic time, or can I go, if I happen to accidentally go to the Johnson & Johnson one, schedule appointment, show up and realize, oh wait, I actually have the Moderna. You can't cross the two, but can I get the Moderna while I show up there?
It's a great question, Johnny. Thanks for asking that. And the answer is you've got to go to a clinic where you will be getting the same dose, for the same shot for your second dose as you did for the first. So that's why we have all of our clinics clearly labeled.
Yeah.
This is a Moderna day.
Yep.
This is a Pfizer day. Or this is a Johnson & Johnson day. So obviously we know with J&J vaccine, it's one and done. You don't have to worry about coming back. But if you had gotten Moderna or Pfizer for that matter, mm-hmm. for your first shot, you can't show up at a J&J clinic expecting to get that second dose of the vaccine that you need. So be sure that you're paying careful attention to which kind of clinic it is, so that you're scheduling in for the right thing. The good news is we're offering all those types of vaccine on a weekly basis. And it's not just us in the vaccine game anymore.
Right.
You know, we've got so many providers in the community who have all the types of vaccine. You know, Spectrum Health Lakeland is doing a big Pfizer clinic within the next week out at Waterville High School. That's a great one for parents who have 16 or 17 year olds. You want to get your kid vaccinated before they graduate, go ahead and schedule yourself an appointment. I know they still have openings, but we've got Meijer, we've got Walgreens, we've got Rite Aid, we've got CVS, we've got Vans and Rogers and all sorts of different pharmacies in our area that are pushing out vaccines. And now also we know primary care offices, physicians' offices, doctor's offices are now also providing those vaccines, calling up their patients and seeing if they can get them in for that first or second dose. So vaccines are abundant. They are out there. They're easy to get, easy to come by. I know that Meijer is also doing walk-in vaccination appointments. So if you're headed out for your groceries over the weekend, mm-hmm. stop by the pharmacy and see if you can't get a vaccine while you're at it. So really easy to get. Now's a great time to go and get it if you haven't done it yet.
Absolutely. It sounds like Oprah almost with that, but with everybody getting a vaccine. But that's the thing, is it's so important to get everyone vaccinated, and those that are hesitant, you know, we have to get to that herd immunity in our community, and we're not quite there yet. So everybody has to do their part. I think that vaccine would be a great graduation present, like you mentioned that. But also on the other side of that, when you are fully vaccinated, there's actually some other new news in the headlines from the CDC about what happens when you are fully vaccinated and things you can do. And when a lot of times you won't need your mask anymore in outdoor events, but there's some great graphics and great information through the CDC that was just released, right?
Yes, these are brand new updated guidelines we just got from the CDC earlier this week. And it's just another piece of good news, another step forward, another step closer to that light at the end of this tunnel. And we know that vaccines can provide that additional incentive. You know, not only just as a reminder, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to quarantine if you've had an exposure, which is huge, you know, not disrupting your life, having to stay home for another 10 days. And we know that you can travel more freely. And now the CDC has released these new guidelines about being able to gather with friends, with family, with other vaccinated people, being outdoors, taking your masks off, having a barbecue in your backyard. These are things that we used to love to do in the spring and summertime, but really weren't able to do last spring and summer.
Yeah.
And now it seems that in 2021, with the vaccines here, with most of our, you know, population getting close to half of our 16 plus population having received at least one dose, we are able to resume some of those things that we all had to stop because of the pandemic. So to get more specific, we're talking about being with other fully vaccinated people, mm-hmm. or unvaccinated people, especially if they are low risk, outdoors, small outdoor gatherings, family, friends. You can be eating outside at a restaurant with other households, with maybe get your friends together and go hang out at a beer garden. You know, you can absolutely do that. Now, the one kind of note about outdoor activities that the CDC still says, please wear your mask for, is if you're going to be at a crowded outdoor event.
Yeah.
We're not anticipating having a ton of these sorts of events in our area this summer, but we do know that there are going to be some summer festivals and events that will be happening. Mm-hmm. Those would be good events to bring your mask along. If you're not able to keep that distance from other people, put that mask back on. And certainly if you are still unvaccinated, masks are definitely recommended. So for indoor activities at this time, if you're going to the gym, if you're going to be going to the movie theater, mm-hmm. if you're going to be going to church, eating inside of a restaurant,
doing anything
that's going to be indoors with other people,
right.
still a good idea to be wearing that mask, even if you're vaccinated. But we're really hoping that the closer that we get to having more of our population vaccinated, closer to that herd immunity, the more the CDC will continue to relax some of these guidelines and provide a little bit more flexibility. And we'll all be able to start ripping those things off of our faces that I know we're all eager to do and just start being with each other again, which I don't know about you, Johnny, but that's something I'm excited about. As an extrovert, this year has been hard for me.
Yeah, it is one big thing for sure. I'm an introvert, so I'm okay with the being inside, but seeing people and being around family, being able to do all that stuff. But that light at the end of the tunnel seems to get brighter and brighter, but we're not quite out of the tunnel yet. So it's still staying diligent on all this stuff, but getting that vaccine, like you said, how easily available it is. But Jillian, if we want to find more information, I know there's been a lot of great news and things for people to know about and news to consume. But if we want to learn more about anything that's going on, especially COVID-19 related, where is the best place to find all this information?
Yeah, start at our website. If you've got internet access and can head on over to our website, you will find our whole COVID-19 information hub, where you can get info about vaccines, appointments, maybe testing. Maybe that's something that you're needing to get. Yeah. If you've been exposed or are feeling symptoms, you can get info on testing locations in our area as well. It's bchdmi.org/COVID-19, where you'll find everything you need to know. We also do post really regularly on our Facebook and Instagram pages, lots of updates, breaking news, any guidance updates that mm-hmm. we're getting from the state or the CDC, you'll find those there as well. And then lastly, we are still operating that good old-fashioned phone hotline. If you like to pick up the phone and talk to somebody, you can give us a call Monday through Friday during business hours at 1-800-815-5485.
Wonderful. Well, Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department, thank you so much for the great work that you, as well as everyone that's doing their part to help keep everyone safe in our community. But thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.